Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome back to another episode of the Empower Me Show. I am Pam Bright. I'm your host for today in this wonderful episode. And I'm here with my new dear friend, Miss Nikki. She is a tarot card reader. She's a modern day witch. She is a past life reader, and amongst all these other things that she holds in her toolbox as well. And we're just gonna see, you know, what spirit has in mind for us today, as we always do in every episode. And I am going to assist with, you know, kind of grounding us and getting us into a really centered place today first before we move on. Because that's what works really well for me as a host of this show, but also in life. I really like to allow all of my spirit guides, teachers, and angels to gather together into a vortex around me and through me so that I can work really well with all of the energies that are presented to me on a daily basis. So if you are up for that, listening to this show or watching this episode, you can definitely join me in really the consciousness of being a little bit more introverted during this next hour, allowing yourself to let go of all of the distractions from your life and really honing in on what is most important for you as a soul walking this human path in this lifetime. So first, I want to say welcome, Nikki, to the show. I'm so glad you're here. And I look forward to the adventure that we get to be on in the next hour.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad you're here. So those of you who can consciously let go of the distractions around you, go ahead and allow yourself to go within and close your eyes. Closing your eyes really is a signal to your inner self that it's time to get quiet, get introverted, listen to the sounds of your own soul and your own psyche. So I often use my breathing as a conscious way to connect. And the most important thing I believe in this lifetime is to connect fully into our human selves, honoring our choice as a soul to come into human form. When we come into human form consciously and we say yes to this journey, and then we say yes to all of the spiritual guidance that is always, always available to us, then we come into union with the divine. And I believe that all of us have this as a goal, walking this path of human existence. So as we connect in with our own bodies, we connect into the earth as well. Gaia, Earth Mother. She's a living, breathing being. And we ask her now to assist us in bringing her energy up into our body systems. And so, Mother Earth, we ask you now to connect us in with our roots. Those roots, those pillars of existence within our bodies that go right down into the middle of you, the core of you, like vines, like roots of a tree. And we ask that you feed us nourishment through your core, up through those roots, up into the soles of our feet, feeling that spiraling energy in our feet, connecting us magnetically to the magnetic field of you. Hida, 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 hina, hey. And then we bring your energy up through our legs. Hona, hey, 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 hey. And then we bring your energy up through our hips and our torso. Hina, 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 hey. And we also bring that energy up through our arms, our fingers, our hands, up through our necks, into our faces and our all of our head, including our brain. Hana yina hida yida yay. And then we bring that energy up like that beautiful tree, bringing our energies up into the sky, into the trees, into the clouds and the stars, allowing all of those mixed energies to inform us, bringing us into connection with all that is. And we ask the creator of all that is to connect us into our spiritual guidance fully and completely now, asking all of our guides, teachers, and angels that we work with, known or unknown, consciously or unconsciously. We ask them at not all now to come into this space, into this vortex. Hanana hea tuku dada ye ananana e anayesa eta iaya e e. For those of you who may not have heard this kind of toning before, know that your brain will try and figure it out. And my invitation is to turn your brain off for this time and allow yourself to listen from your heart. Listen from your heart and your soul, because they know this way of speaking, this way of listening, this way of communing with the spirit. Anana hesa na ne ke ta ta na ye e e na e e e na e e e ana ye aya. We ask now to work within the Lion's Gate portal, which is still open. And we ask these beautiful lions to assist in this transmission as well as in this time with Nikki. And we ask all of our ascended masters, teachers, angels, guardians, galactic ones, ancestors, we ask you to come in now fully and completely into this space. And from a place of calm and knowing that you get to have your questions answered, ask in this moment, in the quietude of your soul, for what you need. Nana inere ichine maiesa tukunta I sada itenda titichi sante ana ike ana yetatana meiki. And these tones of light will code your question to receive your answer. And when you're ready, you can take another deep breath and just slowly open your eyes and come back. Welcome back. All right. So there is a transmission for you to really ground you into this moment and who you are as a precious, precious human on this planet. And I want to say welcome, Nikki, to this show. Thank you for being here. And really, it's we want to know, first of all, I have a question for you. Okay. I want to know how you came up with the name of your website and your work that you're doing now. Tarot with a tiara. How did you come up with that name?
It's Tarot with Tatiara.
Oh, Tatiara.
Tatiara is my mystical name.
Oh, wonderful. Beautiful. Okay.
Although I've also used it as a stage name when I played a fairy princess, because you know, it forms more than one function for me. So
I love that.
So there is an interesting story as to how I got that name. So I dug a record keeper crystal out of the earth. You know, it has a little 3D raised triangle. Are you familiar? So it's supposed to contain all the Akashic records information and everything of that nature. And it's really beautiful crystal. And I placed it on my third eye during an intense meditation. And a voice told me, "You are Tatiara." And I loved the way it sounded. And I was like coming on an initiation. And so that's my magical name.
I love that. I love that.
And that's a name I go by when I'm doing, magical things.
I love that. Well, you know, the more that we allow ourselves to step into that place of the magical, step into that place of being on a spiritual path, the more that we open to the unknown. And as you're listening to this transmission, folks, this episode, this radio show called The Empower Me Show, it's all about you. It's all about your path. It's all about what you're ready to experience. And if that's something that interests you, you know, what does it mean to be a magical being? What does it mean to step into my next level of my spiritual path? What does it mean to, you know, fill in the blank, right? This is a place that you can hopefully get your questions answered. That's why we started with, what is your question, right? You may not even know what your question is, but it will surface and hopefully the answers will show up just at the right time for you. And with that, I'll let you know that we are accepting live callers. If you want to call in, you can at 1-800-930-2819 and talk to either myself or dear Nikki, Tatiana.
Tatiara, but you can call me Nikki. You can call me Nikki. I'll rescue you from that.
Okay. All right. I will do that. So you can call in, you can write in, you can text in, whatever works for you. But we are going to just let spirit decide how we're going to go from here forward. And I guess I would like to ask you, this is kind of a question that shows up often, is what does it mean in your own life to be a spiritual being having a human experience? What does that feel like, look like, sound like for you?
Well, I believe that most of what we are is the unseen. And so having a relationship, developing a relationship with the unseen is key to spiritual development and psychological development, really, and just, you know, becoming who we already really are. Because things are in the way that are placed upon us. And going to the unseen realm also can help us get in touch with the unconscious, you know, especially to release those contents so that we can get a look at every side of ourselves, you know, shadow work, as it will. But you always have to be able to go back to the light. Some people get stuck in the shadow work phase, you know, the constant processing, but then you're bypassing the light, you know, so you... There's like people who do spiritual bypassing. They don't want to see the depths. And then some people, they get stuck in the depths and they don't want to see the light. So it's all about weaving these different parts of ourselves, that the way our society and the way our world is doesn't exactly allow the free flow of energy. So they get sort of stuck in there, whether it's not being allowed to express our emotions or our authenticity in whatever way it is. And just, you know, not being as naturally expressed as our soul would have us be. And so tuning into the unseen is the best way to work in more than one plane of getting ourselves in alignment with our true north, our highest self.
I love that. I love that. So You work with the ancestors, correct? And the archetypes?
I do work with ancestors some, but it's not, it's mostly for my personal work.
Okay. But so yes. how do you work with the archetypes in the work that you do?
So actually after this, after this podcast, I'm filming a online archetype embodiment workshop with Isis and Aphrodite. And so when we tune into these energies, I'm going at them from the archetypal realm, meaning that they are primordial energy patterns that we develop as humans, you know, their meaning and everything. But the word archetype is used in so many different ways, whether you're talking about your inner selves, like your wounded child or your achiever or your hero, mother, all those things have an archetypal pattern because they're within the collective consciousness of humanity. And so you can use archetypes in that way, but the way I usually use them is by actually embodying the energies of certain gods or goddesses and doing the workshop with them where we get beyond the mind, which is like what you have to do. And then using the deep breathing into certain areas and placing all your awareness in certain areas it takes a minute to get to the point where we can allow them to come in. And it's like a guided, moving, meditational, shamanic journey is really what it is. But these are spiritual practices that are indigenous to your own soul. So if you don't like the name Isis, you could change it to the mystic lover, you know, the all-seeing. It's just how these are just little doorways that get us beyond everyday consciousness. They're consciousness keys. So it doesn't really matter if you don't like a certain deity, that you can change that to, as long as you're getting to the core of the energy that's going to, you know, move your stuck energy. It's really hard to explain something that's so beyond words.
I understand.
But I do it all the time.
Well, you're doing it really well. So,
thanks.
So it reminds me of, that's another key point that I want to share with all of you, is that many of us who, especially those of us who have come from a religious background, have had mixed feelings and experiences with that. For some, they fully embody that. It works really well for them. They feel free and they feel empowered to have a religious experience. For those of you who have not, my invitation to you is to open yourself up to the possibility that as a human being on this planet, you have the power of choice. And having the power of choice also allows the God of your understanding, the creator being that many of us believe made this world, it allows that being to work with you in whatever capacity you can handle, right? So I love that you can change your mind.
Yeah, that really makes sense.
If something isn't working for you, you can change your mind. Change what you're saying, change the ritual that you're doing so that it can work for you, right?
And that's a really important point, because I work with people who are atheists, you know, and it's all about getting in touch with your intuition and a symbolic mythological mindset. Because what do you want the myth of your life to be? Because you can believe that there are all these unconscious stories running in the background that create your reality more than your vision board is. I guarantee you that. Mm-hmm. And like we can adjust our circumstances, but we have to get to the nitty gritty underneath, you know, the pre-verbal, the symbolic mindset, like the mysteries of Eleusis and the plays that the Greeks and Romans put on. Those were rituals that would get them into altered states of consciousness, which is the main sentence, altered states of consciousness that are transformative. So you can sit and say your affirmations till you're blue in the face, which still do that. I still do that, but it's only one facet of the work that's going to actually nudge those patterns, that the ones that are hard to nudge, you know, that's where I like to work. I like to work where people are stuck because that's what's needed more. And there are certain times where I don't even name the archetypes we're working with, because this energy is available inside you. So we tap into that body wisdom first, because you're here.
I love that.
And that way it's not just abstract. You're not just an armchair spiritual, whatever. You're bringing that, embodying it in. And each time, even if some people have like a more subtle experience, and some people start crying and shaking, and it's all valid because it's where you are. It will meet you where you are ready to make little shifts and adjustments. And it's really beautiful. My favorite thing.
I love that. Well, it occurs to me that if you're open to that, we could maybe do a small version of what you do on a global scale, on a big, big session scale, if you're open to that, of, you know, how do we tap into our bodies to access what there is to heal, to inspire, to break through, to get information about, you know, something where our bodies get to speak, because I believe our bodies are very conscious. And I that's part of my work as well, is allowing the body to speak and and bringing out what there is to say. Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm very open to the idea. It wouldn't be full on, because being full on requires us to move around. And, you know, it's not a sitting still thing, but I could do meditation deluxe of a certain thing that would give you an idea of what I do. But really, it involves moving and breathing and taking your awareness in really deep. It's like a shamanic thing. It's, you know, so I could only touch into it through this medium. But if you would like me to, I can.
I think that would be great to give people a little bit of, oh, this is what she's talking about. And then, because this show is really, you know, it's about having tools, tips, and techniques that mm-hmm. people can kind of springboard off of, right? And if they like it and they're like, I want more, then of course, then we connect them to you, and then they can start working with you on this.
Right. And as I do this, I will guide you all who are, you know, basically not Pam and I, to feel free to move and make sounds and to breathe deep. And I'm also going to invite you to pretend you paid $10,000 to do this right now. Pretend that when I tell you to take your awareness to your tailbone, that you pretend that it is the most important thing that you could possibly do. And it just whatever you can do to take your mind out of the equation, to take your, you know, evaluating what exactly does that mean? Am I doing it right? You know, comparing it. I invite you to have a curious mind, just completely curious. I don't know, pretend you don't know anything about this if you've been doing this for 30 years. And in that way, you can be more receptive. And at the same time, you're only tapping into your own natural body wisdom and your own birthright of a spiritual existence. Whether you have felt that or not, just one little shift each time you do one of these practices, and it's like an accumulation. But that being said, you let me know when you'd like me to start the guiding, because I've almost gotten myself there.
Okay, well, let's get started.
Okay. So we have to breathe deep and be here now to the best of your ability. And at the same time, I want you to use some hand movements to bring your attention back and put it back into yourself. Bring your soul away from your phone, away from your computer. Just grab it and put it back into your body in whatever way feels right. And all the cares of the day, they'll be there when you're done. But right now we are effectively in a temple space. And feel into the idea that your body is a temple. And each time you breathe, it's just a little more of an awareness of the sacred identity that you are. And I invite you to stand up. I really do. And as you get yourself in a spine straight, but not trying too hard. It's like straight spine, yet relaxed and breathing deep. Imagine you're breathing into your whole body at once. It's like a holistically beneficial breath. And then do that a few times. And then on the last breath, feel free to make a sound, just like, from your center. And don't worry about how weird you sound. And just go ahead and let that out, because the sound vibration is vibrating. Your body has that internal wisdom. And then as you're getting that sound and breath, like tap yourself, tap your areas of your body that you don't think about often. Think about your hips and the back of your ear, and tap the bottom of your chin and your belly, and let your belly just be relaxed. You're not holding anything in. This is you. This is a beautiful you. And the more you feel into your body, shake your hands and your feet. And imagine that at the beginning of this talk, the transmission of the beautiful white light above, let it rain down in every aspect of your body until you feel that your whole skeleton is made of light. Your skeleton is made of prana, divine, starry realm, celestial light. It's shining inward now, upgrading your bone marrow, upgrading the bones themselves, and let it shine out at 9 feet around you, upgrading your energetic realm, your aura, the source. You're more aligned with your source than ever, and it starts to upgrade you on an unconscious, conscious every day, and super conscious realm, affecting your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body, your thoughts, your psychic body, spiritual body, your soul, your astral and monadic divine planes on a quantum level here right now. All of you are right here. And now feel into your root chakra. If you could exhale with a sound from there, and let it go down, and let the roots go down from your feet to your feet. And feel into the core of the earth. And let it come up like we did in the beginning. This is what I always do for this as well. It's almost like a snake of light, fiery light coming up from the core of the earth, but it's natural, it's indigenous, it's part of you, and it's going to click and balance and adjust every energy that doesn't serve. And it wants to do that. And it's going to go all the way up till you have a crown of fire on your head. And go ahead and breathe that and move whatever way. It's all about touching into what is the spiritual practice indigenous to my own soul right now. If I were to reignite my all natural energy, what would that be? And let it be a fiery crown of flame. And it's like a fountain that's going to go down and then back up through your chakra system or your spine. That's all you got to worry about, and out the top of your head. And be there for a minute. Now imagine that that is definitely a molten golden flame coming up and out the crown of your head. And now it's going to go in front of you and form a golden goddess, a golden being of light. And she's here to alchemize that which no longer serves for you, whether it's in your body, your mind, your spirit, your life, your patterns, your unconscious ways that are not aligned with the true north you that wants to express today on this Aquarius full moon, especially in this Lion's Gate. Let this golden goddess form. Just let her form. And she wants to alchemize and show you your shadow gold. So imagine whatever it is, you don't have to know what it is inside you, made of metal. She's a magnet, and she has a magnet at her root chakra where she's going to magnetize all those metal flecks that you are transforming. Whatever it is you want to release is a metal fleck that she's going to magnetize up through her root chakra and all the way up her chakra system, out her crown and into your crown with an alchemized high love light. It's an alchemized version of an archetype you might already own. You're going to go from servant to warrior. And let that happen. Breathe in her golden light. Exhale your metal flex. Make sounds when you exhale those flex because they're done. And sigh and breathe in relief after you've got that golden light coming down like grace through your physical body, through your mental and emotional, every plane, all realms. Let this alchemization take place. And the more you move, the more you breathe, the more you sound, the more you touch your body, the more you see and feel and know her without thinking about it. The more transformation can be allowed to take place, the more of a transition can be allowed to take place. And I'm going to give you a few seconds here to complete this. Then I want you to imagine she's walking right into you. She's you. Every wave and particle of potential she's touching now. You are a divine being with a sacred identity. And then she's going to organically flow back into the earth, grounding you, balancing your energy, and in whatever way, have a moment of gratitude with her, with this energy. When you're ready, a big exhale with a sound.
Ooh.
And coming back to normal consciousness, tap your feet on the ground. You're an earth being, focus on the soles of your feet. Think about something you need to do later. Get some bananas at the grocery store, take a shower, clean the cat box. Okay, here we are. Back to normal everyday consciousness. Almost. We're still in a sacred space, to be sure. But basically it's that times 10 because I'm doing it and it helps facilitate more of a transmission, you know, how that can be. But
so thank you for that. So this, folks, was a transmission for connecting you, if you had just came in the middle of that, for connecting you to the one, the being, the goddess energy of really who you are, who you get to be, who you're manifesting in this world, release, allowing that divine feminine energy to transmute all of the excess that no longer serves you and allows that being, that energy that is you, that also is of the universe. And knowing that as we connect into the truth of who we are. So I did that where I was allowing Nikki to just do what she does, which is amazing. And that's just one of the many things that are available working with Nikki, and that you can do that on a deeper level if that is something that you want to experience more of. And how would they find you if they want to do more of that kind of work?
So actually, I have on my Linktree upcoming workshops. I do have one in person, but I'm also about to get the link for the Bringing Spirituality Home Summit. And I'll be doing the Isis and Aphrodite workshop there. And when I say Isis Aphrodite, it's an actual thing where Isis was coming over to Greece and she was sort of syncretized, as it were. And she came to me as a specific expression that's really needed for weaving in our spiritual practices with our daily life. And, you know, that's one way to do that is to go to that link on my Linktree, which should be up soon. Also, you can schedule a tarot reading with me. And then there's an option for getting a one-on-one archetypal workshop where I lead it according to your tarot reading.
Okay.
Or past life reading. And so I'm able to tune into where the stuck energy is. And I also have essential oil blends or flower essence blends available specifically tailored to the reading. So just by going to my website or the link tree, you get a lot of different information. And I have some things coming up that aren't listed regarding more workshops as well.
Perfect. So Jacob, can you bring that up on the screen so that folks can see those links for Nikki?
Yep, no problem.
Thank you very much. So wonderful. So the thing that's coming up for me, since people are being a little quiet today, which is okay. Are you getting a sense of collectively maybe something that you feel is really important for people to know? Maybe a card or two that could assist yes. them?
Absolutely. So I have my cards here with the intention of tapping into that.
Great. And those of you who are listening, if you want to get yourself a crystal, crystals really help with connecting in with that deep wisdom that is available to each of us, and getting that deep wisdom from within as well as from without. So I have my fluorite here. I also have my quartz crystal partners here, and I've got my selenite. So anything that you can grab that really represents your connection to spirit would be really helpful for you right now.
Okay. So there's really an energy in the air that's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to make the changes that require you to be yourself, almost like where you're just letting things happen with an ease and flow. It has to be from an authentic place that will serve the collective. It's almost like you're going to let your freak flag fly, but not for the sake of what anyone else will think, but simply because that's who you are and that's what you're going to do. And that, and ultimately, that's what the collective will benefit from that. And there may you'll have to face certain opposites and oppositions and conflicts that are here to teach us what the next little step on the path is going to be. And it's going to require a relationship to the unseen, to spirit. And if you are lucky enough to have some soul friends, to have a circle of soul friends or one or two, you know, now might be a good time to share and weave experiences, modalities, and insight, because it's being shown how we are more than ourselves. It's like we are paradoxically being guided to touch into our true self. But in the end, it's almost like a wave of selfless energy where we are all going to tap into this greater thing. And it's almost like a gate opening up. And not just Lion's Gate, but it's almost like an age of Aquarius. And the full moon is in Aquarius today, by chance. It's that energy of a collective revolution. Mm-hmm. It really is. So it's all about bringing that down into the earth plane right now.
I love that. And that rings very true for me in my life, but also in the collective, that I've talked about this before in this show, that it's really time to let go of having to do it all by yourself. Like, you know, I don't know how many of you have experienced this almost this frenzy of I can handle it. I can do it myself. I'm independent. You know, that whole world of this fierce, I've got to do it. I've got to get it done. It's all about me. I've got to do it myself. Energy. I have experienced that a lot in my life, and definitely more recently, feeling this struggle within me to bring, and it's really the bringing the divine feminine and the divine masculine together inside of my own body.
Absolutely.
And the divine feminine does not force. The divine feminine does not think that she's all there is, right? The divine feminine allows for herself to be supported. She allows herself to receive. She allows the gentleness of that being called the lion, who also roars when it is needed. See, there's this balance that gets to happen within us. The divine male, my understanding of the divine male is that the divine male knows who he is, and the divine male supports the divine female. It's like the guardian. It's the divine guardian that stands behind the divine female so that the divine female can show up. It's a beautiful synergy. And I am just learning about those energies within myself. Like, how do I do that dance? You know,
that's beautiful. That's a big part of what my work is too, is unifying that. And it's like, one way to look at it is the divine masculine, which goes beyond gender, man and woman. I'm sure you all know that. These are just doorways in, but for these two energies, right? Which are in all of us to varying degrees, not 50-50, not have to be 50-50, just what's true. So this divine masculine is almost like the riverbank, and the divine feminine is almost like the river. You know, it's like, or he's like a sacred container that has to contain it. You know, it's like you just can't have one without the other. It's like the yin and yang thing, and just being able to be more authentic with that, allowing for divine timing. Like, we're trained in the society to push, 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 do. How do I compare with X? You know, am I meeting my, you know, quarterly goals and blah, 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 which has its validation here and there. But when it comes to spiritual growth, it's got to unfold. And that is the divine feminine. And it's about being. It's how you be should affect yes. what you do, not the other way around.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and I don't know about you, but I have found that when I just, like, when I get up in the morning and I just start into action without giving myself the time to connect with my spiritual guidance and connect in with my breathing and connect in with my divine temple, my day goes really wonky. And I feel off balance, and I feel uncentered, and I feel like, wait, why do I feel a little crazy right now? Well, the missing piece is I didn't give myself time to do my daily practice. And my daily practice is something I've developed over time, which is really allowing the support system that I have created in place. I have consciously brought them in. I haven't allowed them to take their place in my life for the day. So I invite you who are listening to allow your divine guidance to support you from the time you wake up in the morning to the time you lay your head down to go to sleep at night. And if you're a person that is awake at night, and you sleep during the day, well, again, it's whenever you are consciously engaged in your life. Allow your spiritual teams to assist you.
Man, that's such a good point, how sometimes you'll see spiritual advice and it's well-intentioned, but it's like almost like saying, do this at this time and this time. That does not resonate with everyone. Like, I do a big portion of the things I like to combine. Like, if there are things I have to do, like in the shower, that is spiritual time, you know, and when I wake up, and it's all about being true to what works for you, but calling in those guides and guardians, just being like, you know, what do I need to know? What do I need to adjust? And it's just all about having that, just a little bit of quiet. Cause that's something that we don't always, you know, allow ourselves.
Yep. Yep, I agree. I agree. So, again, people are being a little quiet today. That's okay. I invite you, though, if you're listening, to not be shy and get a hold of us here at Transformation Talk Radio. The number's on your screen. It's 1-800-930-2819. We still do have some time. Or you can write in if you would rather do that. and ask us a question, ask for a blessing, ask for any information or anything that we're tapping into, this is the time. This is what's available to you. So if someone wonders why, what is this working with the shadow thing? What is that all about? How do I begin? Because I've heard the word shadow. I've heard that I, you know, it's up to me to figure out how to heal myself. Where would you suggest that they start?
Well, I did a whole course on shadow work, and I have it pretty much delineated in a blog that you can find on my link tree. But really, it starts with, it's really complicated because it wants to remain hidden. So you almost have to look at it from an opposite point of view, like what's creating this, even if I don't know what it is, such as I lashed out at someone, I'm overcome with jealousy, suddenly I'm overcome with an inferiority complex, you know? And sometimes these patterns can be discerned as having a cause from our childhood, et cetera, but we don't actually have to know the cause. We don't actually have to spend time in all that blame and everything, although not denying our feelings is the doorway in. It's all about feeling feelings that we didn't allow ourselves to feel. Again, because in this society, children are told, sit still, you know, a balanced child, they'll get mad, they'll let it out, then they move on, they're happy again. But here, we're like not even allowed to get angry, you know. So it's really a balancing act, too, because you don't want to do this, you know, you don't want to barf it out on your coworkers or anything like that. This is like a private matter. But start with like journaling and talking about to your inner self, what made me feel this and that. And it's such a process, but that blog has actual magical spell and a dream bag to work with dreams and a couple of practices about the Jungian technique of active imagination, you know, but you really have to have a solid grounding in I am worthy and valuable because I'm here, because I'm a soul, I'm automatically of worth. And you have to keep that at the fore, or too much shadow work, it actually can be harmful to the psyche, and people don't really talk about that enough. And working with all those movements and voices types of practices can help unleash trauma, help loosen up stuck energies from trauma, because that's kind of how I got led to a lot of this, is because I had a very traumatic religious upbringing. You know, I actually wrote an essay in the book, Goodbye Jesus, I've Gone Home to Mother by Oberon Zell. You know, I went to Jesus camp and survived that. And just the constant repression and the CPTSD, which is like a constant toxic environment that many of us had, even though, you know, somebody over here had it worse. So we don't feel like it's worthy of something, but it's creating energetic patterns that if not addressed, they are the unseen wheels and cogs that are turning the machine of what creates your reality. So we have to look at them. We have to bring that up into the light so that we can alchemize it. And it's not an easy thing. It's a journey. It really is.
Yes, I agree. I agree. And one of the things that I have shared before, but I'll remind you guys again, that if that is something that resonates with you, that you know that you have some shadow work to do, and there's some trauma in your life, whether you know what it is or not, I highly recommend that you do not do it by yourself, that you give yourself permission to reach out to the teachers like Nikki and I that are available to you, okay? We're just two people, but we're here for you and in support, so that you do not have to feel like doing it by yourself. You don't have to do it by yourself. We will witness you. We will support you. We will guide you in whatever needs to be done for your highest good. There are books. There are YouTube channels. There is music. There's movies. There's everything under the sun. There's tarot cards and intuitive reading cards and oracle cards and psychic fairs. And I mean, the list goes on, right, of ways for you to receive support. So if you feel like you, your next step is to do some shadow work, or even to assess where you are on your spiritual path, we're available to you. So you can reach out to Nikki, you can reach out to me, you can leave your email address with Jacob, just type it into the chat, and we'll, one of us will get back to you, or both of us will, and we'll assist you. We do have a few minutes left. We can still hear from you if you want to call us or text us on the chat, and we will assist you. So any last words that you feel is really important for people to hear?
I did want to make a few recommendations. So I believe that we all have to revisit shadow work at one point or another. But if you haven't done the big stuff yet, and you know you have trauma, I recommend the book, The Body Keeps the Score. It's on, you can get it free on the Internet Archive. It's like Basil van der Kolk or something like that. And on the YouTube, there's a channel called The Crappy Childhood Fairy. And she has a free little course, you know, little things that if you are intellectually inclined and you feel like you need that mind food to go to, you know, complement spiritual practices, it's all about finding your own modalities and music. So there's Emotional Cleansing by Paracoy. That's a CD or whatever the kids are calling them these days. It's a movement practice that really helps you release anger, sadness, and stuff like that, and just get to that stuff. Some of us have been holding it down so long, and then it can turn into, you know, illnesses, whether they're mental or physical. So it's important that we put our whole self on the platter for transformation. And that's what shadow work is about. And it's about being kind and radical self-acceptance, because you're a beautiful, unique energy mandala that doesn't exist anywhere else, and we need you.
Absolutely. I love that. Thank you for those resources. Another thing that I just remembered that some of my friends have done, and I've been exposed to as well, is I don't even know what it's called. I think it's just called free dance or free flow or authentic movement or something like that. Ecstatic dance.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That form of dance will absolutely liberate you. I guarantee it. So yeah. If you can get a hold of some kind of ecstatic dance group that has free form dance, allows you to just be accepted without any judgment from anybody else, because they're all there for the same purpose, is to just feel their feelings and express through their bodies. That's a really great way to get back in touch with who you are as soul and who you are as a human being as well.
So right, if you feel like sobbing, don't hold it back.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Feel your feelings always. And if that's scary for you, get support.
Yes.
So if you want to get a hold of me myself, you can reach me with an email of pam@brightbutterflynetwork.com. You can leave your email here on Transformation Talk Radio, and I will get that. You can reach Nikki at Tarot with Tatiara. Is that right? Yeah. I got it right. .com, right?
Yes.
Or the link. I've never even heard of Linktree. I don't know
just
why.
Just where I can have everything in one place in case. You know, like I don't always have room on my website for everything.
Okay. So. All right. Well, great. So her information is up on the site too, on here on Transformation Talk Radio. So lots of ways to reach us if you want to get further support, and we will definitely work with you in whatever way we can. If you want to, you know, go to YouTube or go to, you know, pick a movie, a spiritual movie that resonates with you, or listen to some music and just dance in your living room. That's great. You know, whatever works, right? It's all about you, the individual, you and me and all of us collectively learning how to navigate this lifetime, you know, in 2022. Like we chose this, guys. Remember, We chose this journey, so let's make the best of it. So I'm so glad you're here. I'm so grateful that you decided to come and share with us who you are as a spiritual being, having this wonderful human experience and allowing yourself to really shine with your gifts and with really gifts for humanity, for showing them how to live. And that's what it's all about, is sharing who you are. And if I can help you in any other way, please let me know. You know where to find me. And, you know, let people know about me too. That's that's how we get to be seen in the world, is sharing with each other. Yep. All right. So it looks like we're just winding down, folks. You can come every week, every Thursday, to see me on the screen for the Empower Me show at Transformation Talk Radio. And we're so glad you're here, and we love you infinitely. And so does the creator of all that is, the one who lives and breathes within all things. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for choosing this lifetime to be here with me now. Thank you, Nikki, for showing up. And have an amazing, amazing day, folks. And we will talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.